刚刚讲的这个零食啊。
So we're talking about snack or junk food.
I'm not talking about snack. I'm talking about junk food. 零食跟 snack 是不一样的啊。
Oh, okay. So junk food is very different from snack.
零食中文就是什么？零食，我的解释就是食物给你没有任何的好处的，是零分的那个零。
What I was talking about referring to zero food is actually the food that is empty and doesn't provide any benefit to you.
我们这几次我五月份休息了一个月，我们又回到这个启示录。
So we had a break in May, and then so we're coming back to the book of Revelation.
回到这个启示录的时候呢，我们就发现到说，启示录其实在告诉我们有一些东西，对我们生命来说是零食。
So we're studying the book of Revelation. We're reminded that some of the things in our lives are actually empty food.
有一些东西是对我们来说是真的食物。
Some of them are real food to us.
我们要分辨。
And we have to differentiate.
那我要在这里要回顾一些我们启示录一到七章所讲的一些观念。
So here I want to review some of the concepts that were taught in the first seven chapters of Revelation.
首先我们要定义一下，圣经里面有一个词叫末世。
So here is a definition in the Bible, the end of time.
The last days.
The last days.
Okay. The last days 是讲到这耶稣第一次来。
So the last days are referring to the first coming of Jesus.
然后耶稣还要再来。
And Jesus is coming back again for the second time.
那耶稣第一次来跟耶稣第二次来的这一段时间，我们今天就活在这里。
So we're living in this period of time between the first coming and the second coming of Christ.
啊，你看这个十字架啊。
So when you look at the cross,
是指到耶稣第一次来为我们死。
It's referring to the death of that occurred on the first coming during the first coming of Christ.
你看到这个箭头往下指是讲到耶稣基督还要再来。
And the downward arrow refers to the second coming of Christ.
然后这条线就是在这当中的这段时间。
And this line represents the period of time between these two events.
那这一大段时间呢，圣经都叫末世。
And this long period of time, what Bible refers to is the last days.
为什么叫末世？
Why it is called the last days?
因为这是最后的一段时间。
Because this is the very last period of time.
这一段时间之后，耶稣就要再来了。
After this period of time, Jesus is coming back again.
所以你看到读到圣经里面时候讲到末世的时候，你要记得不是只是指到最后那一段，而是指到说耶稣从死里复活之后，一直到他再来的这段时间都是末世，我们今天就活在末世里头。
So when you read the Bible and find the definition of the term the last days, it's referring to after Jesus resurrected and to the very, very end of the time. And then this period of time is actually what we are living in.
那在末世里头还有最后那一段时间。
And the very last period during of the last days,
那一段时间呢，通常我们叫末时或末期。
And we refer to that period of time, the end time.
就是说，在最后，有时候我们讲到这个，我们很想知道最后的时候发生什么事，这个都是末时末期所讲的。
And so sometimes we're curious about what are going to happen during the end times, and these are what we're referring to.
所以当圣经讲说末世必有饥荒，末世必有人逼迫，你们是讲到我们今天就有这个情况。
So when the Bible is talking about during the last days, there will be a famine or tribulation or a persecution, and the Bible is referring to this period of time.
所以这个就是从耶稣基督第一次来到第二次来的中间教会的时期。
So this is the time of the church between the first coming and the second coming of Jesus.
我们今天都活在这里头。
In which we all of us are living.
那末世的最后那段时间呢，是末时跟末期呢，是 讲到最后耶稣再来之前那一段的时间会发生的事情。
So the last period during, of the last days, which is the end time, are talking about the before the second coming of Christ, what are going to happen.
那我们从启示录里面读的前面七章有讲到七个教会。
So the first seven chapters, covers the seven churches.
这个七个教会就是在讲到在这个时候，在末世的时候，我们今天所在的这个时代教会所面对的挑战。
And these seven churches, the letters to these seven churches, covers all the challenges for the churches which are living in the end days, in the last days.
启示录第二、第三章里面，我们就看到说，一个真正活出信仰的教会是被世界所抵挡的教会。
So in chapters 2 and 3 in the Revelation, so a church that really lives out its faith. It's a church opposed by the world.
那你从这个七个教会的书信里头，你又看到说，那在世上感觉很好、自我很好的教会，往往是妥协的一个教会。
And also from the letters to the seven churches, we can also see a church that has a good feeling about itself in this world. Usually is a compromising church.
像四美拿，像这一个萨迪不是。菲拉铁菲这个教会，他们就面对到许多的冲击。
For example, the churches of Smyrna and also the church in Philadelphia. These are the two churches that have a lot of opposition in this world.
因为他们要守住神的道。
Because they have to hold tight onto the law of the Lord.
那像撒迪教会呢，像老底嘉教会呢，他们就觉得说他们在这个地上，感觉还不错。
And for the churches of Sardis and Laodicea, these churches actually have a good feeling about themselves in this world.
你要知道，这个七个教会，他们都在大概今天开车的话，不到一两个小时的这个范围里头。
And you have to bear this in mind that these seven churches are located within like in terms of normal days, 1 and 2 hours drive range.
所以他们这环境基本上这个离不开，就好像这 Ann Arbor 跟这个Lansing 一样的，差不多那样的一个距离。
So their distances are actually pretty similar to what is between Ann Arbor and Lansing.
所以他们面对的这个环境也都是差不多的。
And they share similar environment.
那一样的环境里头，为什么有些教会会觉得这个活出这个信仰，面对死要面对死亡的威胁？
So within this same environment, why some of the churches actually have to strive? Work hard on living out their faith, even to facing death.
为什么又有一些教会也在这个环境里头活着就觉得自己挺不错的？
Why in this same environment, some of the churches would be very comfortable in it?
所以这个撒迪跟老底嘉就在这个环境里面都觉得自己很好。
And so the churches of Sardis and Laodicea actually feel really comfortable within this environment.
那耶稣写信告诉他们说，你按名是活的，其实是死的。
So Jesus wrote these letters to them that you are, you seem to be alive, but you are dead.
那他告诉老底嘉说，你以为你是富足的，其实你是贫穷的。
And to Laodicea, you think that you are rich, but you are poor.
所以你看到这七个教会，在这个教会的时期，在这个末世的时期，一个正常的现象是爱主的教会会有困难。
So in this last days, a normal church would face difficulty. A normal church that really loves God will face difficulty.
那妥协的教会常常会觉得，哎，这个环境还不错，教会也很兴旺。
However, a compromising church may think that this environment is very comfortable. And the church is thriving.
所以一个真正活出信仰的教会是世界被世界所抵挡的教会。
So a church that truly lives out the faith is opposed by the world.
一个世上感到舒适的教会呢，是一个妥协的教会。
And a church that always feel comfortable is a compromising church.
你不信的话，你试试看。
If you don't believe it, just give it a try.
你很火热的为 主传福音。
And you are so jealous to spread the gospel for our Lord.
你到校园里面去，到你的公司里面去，你见到每一个人还不认识主的人，你去传福音。
To spread the gospel and on campus, in your workplace, whenever you meet that does not believe in Lord, you spread the gospel.
那你再过不久，你就会发现到人人都对我们回避啊。
And before long, you will actually see that people are avoiding us.
然后你会发现到，你为了要在这个人群当中感到这个舒适的话，你就最好不要讲太多话。
And you will realize that in order for you to continue feeling comfortable within the crowd, you will have to avoid speaking about the gospel.
所以到七个教会。这个书信里头最后、在最后一个教会的时候，神让教会面对一个抉择。
So, at the end of his letters to the seven churches, God brought this choice, to the churches.
他说，我在门外叩门。
He said, I am knocking the door, at the outside.
若听见我声音就开门的。
For those who have heard me and opened the door,
我就进到他那里去。
And I'll come into you.
我与他，他与我一同坐席。
You and I and you will sit and enjoy the feast.
所以教会在这个时期面对一个选择，就是你要不要让耶稣基督在我们当中做完掌完权。
So churches here, in this stage has this choice. Are you willing to have the Lord, to be enthroned in, amidst us? That he is the king and he has the authority.
我们愿意让真的让他来做王，我们降服在他的主权之下。
Are we really willing to have him as the king and that we bow down before his authority?
这是七个教会所面对的这个选择。
So this is the choice that the seven churches have to make.
然后我们就来到第六章。
And then we came to chapter 6.
第六章就告诉我们有这个七印。
Which tells us the seven seals.
这个七印里头我们看到说他在描写的是这个在末世在这个耶稣第一次再来第一次来跟再来的这个世代中间，就是我们今天所活的中间，里面有许多的苦难。
So the seven seals tells us that during the last days, with the seven seals, there are a lot of tribulations.
这些苦难如战争
So these tribulations, these are like wars,
饥荒、死亡、
famine and death.
甚至基督徒、圣徒在里头为神而活的圣徒要在里面受迫害。
And even the saints who are living for the Lord will endure persecution.
那在那里呢？这个第五印的时候。
So the fifth seal.
我们就看到在祭坛下面有一些为神的道做见证被杀的人在那里大声喊着说：“圣洁真实的主啊，你不审判地上的人，为我们流生生流血的冤要到几时呢？”
People were during the seventh seal, there were saints that were before the throne, and they were shouting out, "Holy and righteous God.How long are we going to wait for you to avenge the blood that has been shed for your name's sake?
在这里我们看到那些真正愿意委身活出神话语的人却遭到许多的困难甚至被杀。
So here we see that all these people who are willing to obey God and to entrust them to God are actually facing this, are facing death.
然后我们到这个第六印的时候，我们看到另外有一批人，他们被称为这个地上的君王、臣宰、将军、富户、壮士和一切为奴之主的。
And so we came to the sixth seal, when we see that the kings of the earth, the princes, the generals, the rich, the mighty, and every slave and every free man.
他们面对到耶稣基督。再来的这个事情上，他们就战惊躲避起来。
And when they are facing the second coming of Christ, they were all so frightened, and then they hid themselves.
这个七印的在最后第六印的时候，也给我们一个问题。
So the last seal of the seven seals actually brought us into this question.
当耶稣再来的时候，谁 能够站立得住。
When Jesus comes again, who can stand?
当你看着的第二章、第三章跟第六章、第七章的时候，你会发现到说，那些忠心的基督徒都是要面对逼迫、迫害的。
When you read these chapters, chapter 2, 3, 6, and 7, you will find that all these loyal, all these faithful Christians, they will endure persecution.
那些在地上过得舒适的，往往他们在不知不觉当中妥协了自己的信仰。
However, all these who are living a comfortable life in this world, maybe they are unaware of that, that they are compromising themselves to the world.
然后这个七印之后啊的第七个印，就是今天我们会看到第八章那里开始揭开七印的时候。
So after the seven seals, the seventh seal will be opened in the chapter 8 as we are going to read today.
从第八、第九章那里就看到有七个号。
So chapters 8 and 9, you will see the seven trumpets.
号角是来吹的，是不是？
Trumpets are to be blown.
所以这个号呢是一个。这个警告。
So the trumpets are warning.
所以我们下个星期看这个七号的时候，你就会看到说这个警告当中不断经文不断提到说这些人有没有悔改。
So these warnings we are going to read, it's repeatedly, you'll repeatedly see, and wonder if these people, have repented or not.
然后又讲到这个七碗。
And then the book continues to the seven bowls.
讲到神的愤怒。
And talking about the wrath of God.
神对这个不义的世界，对这个罪恶的世界的说，存的这个愤怒将由这个七碗完全的倒尽在地上。
And the wrath of God will pour from the seven bowls to this world, who are not, faithful to the Lord.
所以你大概看的话，启示录大概的这个时间是这样子的。
So this is the general timeline for the book of Revelation.
我们现在活在这个七个教会的书信的这个时代里头。
So the era that we are living in now are the eras of the seven churches.
我们也在这个七印的这个时间里头。
And also the seven seals period of time.
那七印里头也包括了最后那一个末期。
And the seven seals period of time also include the end date.
所以当这个第七印打开的时候，就是揭开那末期最后那个神最后的一个警告，跟神最后的愤怒要降临的这个细节。
So when the seventh seal is opened, it is in telling us the details of the very end of the time.
我们今天来到第八章，就是在这个中间，我们真的要从这个经文所讲整个末世的这个情况，要进入到这个末期所要讲的细节。
So today we're going to read chapter 8, which is transitioning from the end days, the last days to the end time.
我今天也在这个星期正好听到我以前这个神学院校长在这个星期几哈，这个星期他讲了一篇道。
So and very interesting. I actually the pastor actually listened to a sermon preached by the president of his seminary that he joined.
他说有一次呢，他去这个conference.
So he talked about like once he went to a conference.
那去这个空分中文叫什么？
大会。
大会啊，下去大会。那这基督徒的牧师的大会啊。
So it was a conference for the pastors.
然后他那边人都不认识啊。
And he didn't know many people. He didn't know anyone there.
因为这个牧师都是从各地来的。
Because all the pastors were coming from different regions of the country.
然后他就随便找个位置，在一个牧师的旁边坐下来。
So he just picked a seat, sitting next to another pastor.
这个人是看起来是非洲来的。
And he seems to be coming from Africa.
然后坐下来，他就因为不认识，又不晓得要怎么开口讲，他就问他说：“你坐飞机坐了那么久， 还好吗？
So he said, and didn't really know what to start with, and so he asked, so you have taken the airplane, how was your flight?
那牧师转过来就说还好。
So the other pastor turned and said, it's all right.
然后就不讲话了。
And then stopped talking.
然后这个非洲的牧师过了一段时间知道这个很尴尬的情况，他就转过来对他说。
So the African pastor realized this embarrassing situation. So after a while, he turned and then talked to the pastor.
他说对不起，今天我没有心情要对话。
I'm so sorry today. I'm not in the mood of conversation.
因为我刚刚收到消息。我的教会里面三个姐妹的消息，他们的先生因为信仰的缘故被这个 ISIS 的人砍头了。
Because I just received the message that the husbands of three sisters of our church, they were beheaded because of their faith. They were beheaded by ISIS.
然后我这个神学院的校长他就讲说，他住在那里就。不晓得要讲什么。
And the president of my seminary, this pastor sat there and speechless.
他巴不得在那里消失掉。
And he was really hoping that he could vanish.
他开始想。
So he started to wonder.
他在他的国家，在他的地方，为了信仰被砍头。
They were beheaded in their country because of their faith.
我。在我美国这里，我的信仰不会带给我什么问题。
And I was here living in the United States, and my faith wouldn't bring any misfortunes to me.
到底他基督徒的生活是正常的，还是我的基督徒生活是正常的
？So which is normal, his life, his Christian life, or my Christian life?
他就开始讲这个问题。
So he started to think about this question.
到底是他活在这种假象里头，还是我活在假象里头？
So is that African pastor living in this illusion, or I was living in this illusion?
你看这个圣经的话。
So when you look at the Bible.
有时候我们看了这个所谓跟从主的门徒要面对的逼迫跟要面对的困难。
So if you look at those who are followers of Christ, the persecutions that they are going to go through.
你想想我们今天在美国过一个基督徒的生活的话，我们过得挺舒适的，不需要面对逼迫，也不需要面对的这个杀害的这个问题。
And you think about the life in the United States as a Christian, you don't have to face death.You don't have to face persecution.
到底是他这个非洲的牧师是活在真相里头，还是我这个基督徒在美国活在真相里头
？So who is actually living in this reality? The African pastor or me, the U.S. pastor?
他就说我们活在美国，其实是活在一个假象当中。
And he thought that.Those who are living in the United States are actually living in this illusion.
我们在这里活久了，我们久而久之就觉得说，我们的信仰不一定要跟世界冲突。
And the longer that we live here, the more that we think our faith does not have to be in conflict with the world.
约翰福音十六章那里讲的是说，世人要恨你们，因为在恨你们之前，他已经恨我了。
So in Gospel of John, chapter 6.The world is going to hate you because before they hate you, because they hate me.
我们今天活在这个美国这个环境里头做基督徒，我们不觉得世人恨我们。
In this world, in the United States, we don't feel like the world is against us.
所以他说是我们活在一个假象当中。
So the pastor came to the conclusion that we are living in this illusion.
活在这个假象当中，有一天。
So there will be a day in this illusion.
这个假象将要消失。
The bubble is going to vanish.
将要有兴起一批反对基督徒的人起来。
There will be a group of people that will oppose the Christians.
你现在也开始慢慢感觉到了啊，这个加州的这个教会已经慢慢的失去这一个言论的自由啊。
And you might have probably already have the feeling that, for example, the churches in California have gradually lost their freedom of speech.
如果我们按照圣经里面讲某一种的罪是罪的话，世人会讥笑我们。
So if according to the Bible, some sins is a sin, and the world is going to ridicule us.
他的问题就是，当我们在这个假象当中过这个还挺舒适的基督徒生活的时候，当有一天这个假象慢慢的消失的时候。
So his question is that if we are living in this illusion, living our life in this illusion, when the illusion vanishes.
当有一天你的信仰变成意味着你要失去你工作的时候。
So when the day comes that your faith means that you are going to lose your job.
当有一天你的信仰意味着你的朋友要对你翻脸的时候。
So when your faith one day will make your friends your enemy.
那有一天因为你的信仰政府要把你所有的财产夺去的时候。
So when the day comes, your faith means that the government is going to confiscate your, all your properties.
舒适的生活跟信仰不能够再放在一起的时候。
So when the comfortable lifestyle is disconnected with the faith.
那这个假象一消失，就面对到这个圣经里面所描写的，真的世人恨我们，是因为他们先恨了耶稣基督。
So when the bubble pops, you will have to come to this reality that the world is going to hate you because they have hated Jesus Christ first.
到那个时候，我们有一个选择。
So then we are going to make this choice.
我们选择抓住这个假象。
Are we going to choose to hold on to this illusion?
我们要继续跟世界有和平共处的这个关系。
To have a peaceful relation with the world.
还是我们选择我们跟随主。
Or that we are going to choose to follow God.
忠心至死的跟随他。
To be faithful even to death.
这个时代可以说是我们是活在这个假象里头，一方面也是一个 deception。
This generation, this world, we are living in this illusion and
当这个恶者把我们放在这个今天这个时代，告诉我们说，你可以有你的信仰，同时你可以在地上这个跟社会、跟世界的这个关系都很好。
So when the evil one tells us this lie that you can have this faith, but you can still have a good relation with the world.
那有一天他把这个关系拿走了。
So when he takes this relation away,
他把这个世界容忍基督徒的这个关系拿走了。
So he takes away the tolerance of this world towards the Christians.
那是因为我们已经在这当中已经过久了，我们已经习惯跟世界融洽在一起，我们已经习惯不跟人家起争执。
However, we are so accustomed to have a conflict-free life with the world.
当那个时候起争执的时候，我们选择怎么选择
？So when the conflict really comes, what are we going to do?
所以他说，那一个牧师在非洲，他是活在真相里头，我们是活在一个。今天活在一个假象里头，因为这个世界本来就是恨我们的，但是今天我们活在这世界还过得很舒适，还可以有很多自由，那是一个假象。
So he came to the conclusion that this African pastor is actually living in a reality, and this world is actually against us, and we've been living in this illusion.
有一天这个恶者要把他真面目显出来。
And there will be a day that the evil one is going to reveal his true face to us.
世人不能够再容忍我们凡事按着圣经而活。
And the world can no longer tolerate us that we do everything according to the teachings of the Bible.
在那个时候，有很多人爱心就渐渐冷淡。
When the day comes, the love of the people will grow cold.
所以我们读启示录的时候，有时候我们会觉得这个启示录的世界离我们很远。
So when we're reading the book of Revelation, sometimes we feel that this world of Revelation is far away from us.
基督徒为神的话而甚至到被杀害、被杀死，这我们很难想象，因为我们不是活在那一种的那一种的世界里头。
So Christians, they will be put to death because they want to obey the word of Lord. This is so hard to imagine because we are not living in this world, in such a world.
但是我们要知道，我们要怎么看我们现实生活，我们要按着神的话来看。
But we have to know that how can we regard this world? We have to look at this world according to the teachings of God.
世人世界世人是恨恶那一些跟随主的人。
The world is against those who follow our God.
以后我们从这个第十一章、十二章之后，你会慢慢看到，我们会慢慢看到整个世界是与圣徒征战的。
In chapters 11 and 12, and also later on, you will gradually see that this entire world is at war with our Lord.
然后我们还有一点时间，我们稍微来看这个启示录第八章的一到六节。
So we still have some time, and so let's turn to Revelation 8 verses 1 to 6.
我们一起来念。
Let's read together.
我打在上面了哈。我们先从第一节念到第三节。
So first from verse 1 to 3.
来，羔羊揭开第七印的时候，天上肃静。我看见那站在神面前的七七，有七个像对，音乐一位天使啊，那个站在身上啊，在这里啊，你看到这个经文呢，一开始第七印揭开的时候，就天上肃静有两刻啊。
So you see that when the seventh seal is opened, there was silence in heaven for about half an hour.
就半个小时啊。
Half an hour.
那你在那边看到一个景象，就是有七个天使。
So you see seven angels there.
这七个天使是站在神面前。
And they were standing before the Lord.
然后有七个号给他们。
And they were given seven trumpets.
然后第三节说，这七个天使以外还有另外一个天使。
So in verse 3, there is another angel aside from the seven angels.
那七个天使拿着七个号，这个另外一个天使是拿着这个金香炉。
So the seven angels, they have seven trumpets, and the other, and another angel, he has a golden censer.
那这个另外一个天使是站在这个祭坛旁边。
And this another angel stands beside the altar.
你看这前面三两节半的经文呢，也给你一个感觉，就是一个静态啊。
So the first two verses and a half gives you this immobile scene.
Yeah, 就是静态，就是安静肃静，然后天使是站在那里，站在神面前，然后又有另外一个天使站在这个祭坛旁边。
The static scene with the altar, the seven angels, and then the one angel, and all silence in heaven.
好，我们继续念。
So let's continue.
我们念荧幕上的啊。有许多香赐给他们，然和水和众圣徒的祈祷，从天使的手中一同升到神面前。啊，在这里呢，就出现另外一幅画。
So here comes another scenery.
这个另外一个天使拿着金香炉的，在这个时候呢，有许多的香给他。
So in this picture, this another angel who has this golden censer, he was given many incense.
那有他把这个香跟众圣徒的祈祷。
So together with this incense, together with the prayers of the saints.
祈祷是从内心里面所发出来的这个期望。
So prayers is from your heart, your expectation from your heart.
那从他跟这个众圣徒的祈祷一同，这个香跟众圣徒的祈祷一同升到神面前。
So this incense, together with the prayers of saints, aroused before the Lord.
好，我们把剩下第五、第六节一起来念。
So let's finish the rest, the fifth and sixth verses.
来，天使拿着香倒在地上，这个。那个祭
就正月要吹。
有没有看到在这里呢？是满的动作的。
So are you, do you see a lot of motions here?
那天使前面讲到这个天使拿着金香炉的天使是站在祭坛面前。
So previously it was recorded that this angel with the censer he stood, he stands beside the altar.
那站在那里是不动。就一副一个啊完全啊一个静态的一个画面。
And this motionless picture, he stands there motionless.
那到了第五节的时候，他就开始拿着香炉，盛满了这个残灿的火，然后把整个倒在地上，然后就有这个雷轰大声啊，闪电跟地震。
So in verse 5, he filled the censer with incense.From the fire of the altar and then pour it down to the earth. So there was the flashes of lightning, the rumblings, the peals of thunder, and also an earthquake.
经文在这里描述一幅画，是讲到前面是肃静的，前面是没有什么大动作的。
So here is, are the two pictures. In the beginning, it was a picture of silence, a picture of quietness and motionlessness.
然后到了后面是许多的动作，而这个动作带来的这个影响跟这个响声是大的。
And later it turns into all the motions of thunders, of rumblings, of loud noises.
那前面七个拿着七个号的天使是说站在神面前。
So in the beginning it was the seven angels with the seven trumpets. They stand before the Lord.
也是站在那里不动的。
And they were.Standing there without any motion.
第六节，那拿着七支号的七个天使就要预备要吹。
So in verse 6, those seven angels with the seven trumpets are preparing, and they're prepared to blow the trumpets.
中间发生什么事？
What is happening in between?
是什么事情使那站着不动的天使随着就开始有这个动作了。
So what happened that caused the angels who were standing there still to start to move?
中间就是圣徒的祷告。
It was the saints, the prayers of the saints.
所以有几点我今天会讲的比较快，我下个星期可能会再重复啊。
So there are several points. I might be going through the verses very quickly today. I'll slow down next week.
从这短短的六节经文里头
，So from these short six verses，
我们看到第一
，So we see first point，
神没有忘记圣徒的祷告。
God remembers every prayer of the saints。
那在这里说众圣徒的祈祷
，Here he refers to the prayers of all saints。
我们每一个属神的人在他面前祷告的人，我们的祷告不管是什么祷告，在神的手中都没有失落。
So whoever who believes in his name, all the prayers that we offer to him, he is not going to forget.
换句话，也许我们要求的，我们求的东西，神不会答应我们求的东西，但是他不答应我们的这一个祷，我们的祷告，那个祷告仍然在他手中。
So in other words, even if the prayers, even the prayers that he has not answered, the prayers are still with him.
这个祷告最后与众圣徒的祷告一起被呈到宝座前。
And this prayer, together with all the other prayers, will be presented before the throne.
第二。
Second.
第三，圣徒的祷告是我们对身体得赎的一个渴望。
So the prayers of the saints on earth reflect the inward groaning for the ultimate resurrection of our body.
前面不是讲到这个临时的神学。
So it was not talking about the empty food theology or the junk food theology.
前面讲到这 junk food theology, 临时的神学就是说我们吃零食虽然不好。
So the junk food theology is talking about even though the junk food is not good for us,
但是从吃零食的这个里头，我们看到我们有一个渴望需要被满足。
But through the eating of junk food, we know that we come to realize that there is a desire inside of us that needs to be satisfied.
那一个渴望最终 只能够在我们的主神里头得到满足。
And this satisfaction can only be fulfilled by our Lord the God.
所以圣徒在地上的祷告，无论是什么祷告，都表达了他们内心里面的一个渴望。
So the prayers of saints, no matter what kind of prayer, express this desire in their hearts.
比如
For example,
我工作丢了。
I lost my job.
我求神给我一份工作。
And I asked God for, to give me a job.
结果神没给我这份工作。
However, God does not give me this job.
但是这个祷告并不是就这样子就无用。
However, this prayer does not come in vain.
为什么我需要一个工作
？Why do I need this job？
因为我内心里面有一个渴望，我渴望我的生活有保障，需要有的这份工作，神没有用给一份工作来满足我的保这个心中渴慕保障的这个渴望。
Because I have this desire in my heart to seek for security, so I need this job to guarantee the security. Even though God does not grant me this job.To fulfill my desire for security.
我们的祷告的背后那一个渴望的心，表面是求一份工作，但里面有一个表达了一个内心的一个渴望。
So superficial, on surface, it seems that we are asking for a job, but in essence, it's a desire for security.
那神没有按我们表面的祷告回答我们，但是他把我们那个祷告背后的那个渴望。还留在他的手中。
So God does not answer our prayer to give us this job. However, He knows what is behind this prayer.
有一天，这一些的祷告都要一并的呈到神面前。
So there will be a day all these prayers will be presented before the Lord.
罗马书八章二十一节。
So Romans 8:21.
受造之物仍然指望脱离败坏的辖制，得享神儿女自由的荣耀。
So the creation was subjected to futility in hope that the creation itself will be set free from its bondage to of corruption and obtain the freedom of the glory of the children of God.
然后接下去他说，不但如此，我们这有圣灵初结果子的，也是心里叹息，等候。得到儿子的名分，乃是我们身体得赎。
And not only the creation, but we ourselves, who have the first fruits of the Spirit, grown inwardly as we wait eagerly for adoption of sons, the redemption of our body.
他是讲说，这个世界已经在这个败坏的辖制之中。
So he was talking about that the entire world is actually under the bondage of corruption.
甚至我们这些属于基督的人，我们在里头也是有很多的这种的委屈跟这种的无奈。
And even Christians like we are in this world, we suffer a lot of persecutions and a lot of hopelessness.
我们在人际关系、家庭的关系里头，我们跟工作跟老板的关系里头，我们也发现有许多的这个无奈，不是老板的问题，就是自己的问题。
And for example, in the relations.Between our boss, with our boss, our colleagues, in our family, we suffer a lot of this hopelessness, helplessness.
我们在祷告当中，我们无论是求什么，我们最终有一个渴望，就是大家能够真的在地上能够和平相处。
So our prayer is sincerely expressing this hope that we can live in harmony in this world.
所以在这个罗马书八章二十六节说，我们本不晓得怎么祷告。
So in Romans 8:26, that we do not know what to pray.
只是圣灵亲自用说不出来的叹息替我们祷告。
But the Spirit Himself intercedes for us with groanings too deep for words.
这个意思是说，当我们来求一样东西的时候，我们真的不晓得怎么祷告。
This is to say that when we are asking for something, we don't know how to pray.
圣灵替我们祷告。
But Holy Spirit intercedes for us. He prays for us.
圣灵会说，你现在求的这样不是你真正需要的。
And the Holy Spirit tells us that the thing that you're asking for is not the thing that you really need.
但是我帮你求。
But I will intercede for you.
我向神求那个你真正能够满足你的东西。
And ask for the thing from God, the thing that can really satisfy you.
所以整个 我们今天活在这个末世的当中，有许许多多圣徒的祈祷。
So here in this last days, there are so many prayers from the saints.
因为我们对一个身体得赎、自由，将来那一个没有罪恶、没有任何问题的世界的一个渴望。
Because of a desire for this world, for such a world that where our bodies will be redeemed and there is complete freedom for us.
神最终以新天新地来回应圣徒的祷告。
And God in response, will give us this new world and new heavens as a response to the prayers of saints.
所以在这里，当他揭开这个第七印的时候，要进入到这个末时末期的时候，最后神要把审判带到地上。
So when the seventh seal is opened, and God is going to bring the judgment to the world at this end day.
因为他要把这一个在败坏辖制之下的世界要更新。
Because he wants to renew this world who is under the control, the bondage of corruption.
把罪恶败坏的东西除去。
To remove those corrupted things, to remove the evil.
所以在那开始之前呢，就有天上就有禁述半个小时。
So in the beginning, there was silence for about half an hour.
他说将来，接下来神要施行的审判，接下来神要将一切更新。
So he continued that God is going to renew everything. God is going to give this judgment.
这一个审判，公义的审判，这一个更新。
This righteous judgment and this renewal.
将是他对历世历代圣徒内心祷告的渴望的一个回应。
Will be the response to the desires of the saints who offer their prayers throughout the ages.
神要把新天新地变成他对我们祷告的回应。
God will give us this new heaven and new earth as the response to our prayers.
我们的祷告不管按着表面神有没有听，最终神都要回应。
So, regardless of if God really answers us our prayers on the surface, God is going to hear our prayers.
再给我几分钟。
So, in a couple of minutes.
第八章第一节，刚刚我们念的羔羊揭开第七印的时候。
So, chapter 8 verse 1, we have read it already. Well, Then he opened the seventh seal.
原文是他揭开第七印的时候。
So the original verse is he opened the seventh seal.
一开始的时候是代名词。
So it was
pronoun.
Pronoun.
Pronoun 不是羔羊。
It wasn't lamb.
如果你刚刚翻到这个第八章第一节，你看原文的时候，他揭开第七印的时候，你就要讲他是谁。
So when you look at the verse, when you read the verse.Referring to he, you would wonder who is this he.
那如果说这个我们翻译的时候就把羔羊放进去了
啊。So the Chinese translation have the lamb in its place.
那我们就马上知道说这个 he 这个他是指羔羊。
So we will instantly know that this he is actually the lamb.
但这一个刚开始的这句只是说他揭开第七印。
So here it starts with he opened the seventh seal.
那他是谁？
Who is he?
你要找他是谁？你要怎么找？
How are you going to find who is he?
如果你打开一本书，然后中间一个句子说他去学校。
So when you open the book and in the middle you saw the sentence, you see the sentence, he goes to school.
你说他是谁？
So who is he?
你要怎么知道他是谁？
How do you know this?
啊，看前面一句。
So you refer to the sentence before it.
前面句说什么呢？
What is the sentence before it talking about?
七章十七节。
So 7:17.
因为宝座中的羔羊必牧养他们，领他们到生命水的泉源，他必擦去他们一切的眼泪。
For the lamb at the center of the throne will be their shepherd. He will lead them to springs of living water, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes.
这个他是那一个宝座。中的羔羊。
So this he is the lamb of the throne.
这个他是那要牧羊他属他的人的这个羔羊。
And this he is the lamb that is going to shepherd his sheep.
这个他是要把属他的人领到生命水的泉源的那个羔羊。
And this he is the lamb that is going to lead whoever believes in his name to the spring of living water.
这个他是要擦去我们一切眼泪的这个羔羊。
And this he is the lamb who is going to wipe away every tear from our eyes.
这一个要带牧羊我们要带领我们到生命水的泉源要擦去我们一切的眼泪的这个羔羊他为我们揭开这个第七印
And this lamb who is our shepherd who leads us to this living water who wipes away our tears he is going to open the seventh seal
他揭开这七印
He is going to open the seventh seal
因为他要回应历世历代圣徒
As an answer to the prayers of all saints throughout the ages.
我们心中渴慕什么?
What is our desire in our hearts?
这世上不一定得得到。
We might not be able to get it in the world.
这个时候也不一定得得到。
And might not be able to get it at this time.
但是神那里他总不忘记。
But God will never forget.
他都把我们所有的祷告放在他的手中
He put all our prayers in his hand.
有一天他要把它完全的呈现在宝座面前他用新天新地来回应我们心中的渴望
And there will be a day that all these prayers will be presented before his throne and he will respond. He will give us this new heaven and earth to answer our prayers.
我们来做个祷告
Let's pray.
天父我们感谢你
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
在世上我们有苦难
There will be hard times in this world.
在主耶稣里面我们有那个平安
However, in Jesus, we will have the peace.
我们在世上有这个败坏的瑕疵以致我们心中叹息
In this world, we will have suffered the bondage of corruption and we will have yearnings in our hearts.
我们心中的这个叹息我们不晓得怎么祷告
And this growing in our hearts, we don't know how to pray.
我们以为有一份好的工作可以解决这个叹息。
We might think that with a good job, the groaning is going to be resolved.
我们以为我们拥有一些新的东西会解决我们这个叹息。
And we think that maybe the groaning will be resolved by new things, new gadgets.
我们感谢你，主你的灵在我们心中了解怎么样为我们祷告。
But Lord, we thank you for you know, you teach us how to pray and you teach our hearts how to pray.
因为你为我们祷告。
Because you pray for us.
因为你顾念我们的祷告。
Because you remember our prayers.
你将来要再来。
In the future, you will come again.
将一切更新。
To renew everything.
我们可以走到那生命的泉源里头。
That we will come, we will go to the living water, the source of living water.
不再有眼泪。
With no tears.
由你亲自牧养我们。
But you will be our shepherd yourself.
我们感谢祷告奉耶稣基督名求。
Lord, we give our thanks and prayers in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.